The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
We're going to talk right now with the co-chairs of the United Way campaign this year, Sharon Wilton. Good morning. You need to get in nice and close because we only got one mic for you to share. Jenny Posey, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago that we kicked off this campaign back in September.
I know. Time goes so fast.
It does. And how's it been going?
Actually, it's been going really well, Paul. We've been able to do employee giving campaigns face-to-face this year, and that makes a big difference because people need to understand what United Way does as well as how important it is to give.
Yeah.
So it's going well. We're a little bit short of our goal, so we're really hoping that today's a huge success and our visitors and listeners can still donate and help us get to that goal, 1.1 million.
Yeah. 1.1 million, and we're about 250 short this year of goals.
Right.
So still plenty of time to come in and visit, and lots of opportunities. We've got PTM bowling fundraiser coming up. Youth United has got a fun run on April 30th. April 1st is the bowling. Join us today. The music is fantastic. The food is wonderful. Lots of opportunities.
It's a great atmosphere. I mean, like I said, what other day in the year can you listen to music, have a great breakfast, all at 6, 7, 8 in the morning, right?
Today's everybody's Irish, so come join us.
I wish people could see you on the radio because you both look fantastic. I want you to describe each other. Jenny, describe Sharon.
Well, first of all, she's awesome. But she's got shamrock headband and a green boa and a shamrock necklace, and we're all decked out ready to have some fun.
Absolutely. So we're so glad to be at Freighters, and they're happy to have us today. And Jenny looks amazing in her shamrock shirt and her necklace and her headband with also shamrocks.
This is so too much fun.
It is too much fun.
I should put one of these beads or something on. I just went with the green shirt, you know.
It works.
We're green. That's all you got to do. And give. I mean, we may not raise $250,000 today, although we might. We might. But we're gonna raise a chunk of it, I think.
Absolutely. We're getting closer and closer to goal every day because people are still giving. There's still time for everybody to participate. So
yeah. When you get a chance to talk to somebody one-on-one, Sharon, what do you like to tell them about giving to the United Way?
Well, I like to tell them that their dollars are vetted by volunteers that make sure that their donation goes to the right place for the right programs for the need of our community, and that they can trust that United Way will make sure that that money that's donated goes to the right source.
Mm-hmm.
What I like to tell people is that if you give once to United Way, you're actually funding 34 different programs, vital programs for our community. So giving once hits many, many different organizations and many programs that provide for those in need in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what we do without the United Way. And a lot of generous people here today. By the way, buy lots of raffle tickets, right?
Absolutely. We got some amazing prizes. Raffle tickets, come join us. $2 a piece, 8 different amazing prizes. So, and enjoy the music, enjoy the amazing breakfast buffet. I haven't had it yet, but everybody tells me it's really good.
Yeah.
We've got some corned beef. We've got some Irish-themed stuff in there.
Beautiful.
So. It's very nice.
I knew they'd step up and do a nice job.
Absolutely. We always enjoy the breakfast here, and it's so much fun. I mean, where else can you, like, do some Irish dancing at 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
It's perfect. And if you've got to go to work after this, go to work. But I'm telling you right now.
Right.
It could be
a sick day. Yeah.
I don't think I should come in.
My throat is sore today.
I don't want to share my germs today. I think I'm just going to stay home. We'll make a plan.
Irish coffee.
Yeah, there you go. Who knows what's in this cup, right? Thanks so much for being here. This is going to be a fun day.
Thanks for being a big supporter of us.
Glad to be here. Thanks to both of you.
We appreciate you.
Jenny Posey and Sharon Wilton with us on WPHM. 6:47 our time as we continue our broadcast. And Kelterra is playing. Chuck and Carol McMillan, they sound fantastic. And Celtic Cross going to be playing with us shortly as well. Let's take a look at the weather forecast right now for the National Weather Service here on WPHM. We've got Irish weather out there today. Windy and rainy. Not the best of weather. here. That rain should be ending, though, this morning. Temperature will be hitting about 50 degrees and then falling into the 30s for most of the day. Wind from the south today at 16 to 20 miles per hour, becoming westerly this afternoon, gusting as high as 34 miles an hour. So a very breezy day for us today. Cloudy tonight, getting very cold, 23 degrees overnight. A little blast of winter for the weekend. Snow showers tomorrow and about 28 degrees for the high. It stays cold on Saturday night, and Sunday we're back up in the upper 30s, back to the 40s and 50s next week. So just a little burst of cold air for the weekend. Today, windy and rainy, and it is 47 degrees right now in Port Huron as we continue our live broadcast from Freighters with United Way of St. Clair County.